Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Welcome back to Trans Experience. This is our part two from last week's episode. I'm sitting here with Tay, and we're still discussing our trans women. So Tay, let's pick up where we left off.
I know what I portray. I know what I come off as when I see people or see people see me. And then people be like, well, what are you? And then I'm like, that's where in my mind, I'm like, why do I have to explain myself to you to tell you that I'm trans? If you already know, why are you asking me what I am if you already know in your mind that I'm something else than what I'm not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you have to question yourself to say what I am, but you really in your mind know what you're trying to ask me? You know what I'm saying? Because you already know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying they already assume. The people already assume when they see a transgender person, and then they... It's like we're oddballs.
So this is my question to you. So you say that it's wrong for them to assume, correct? Mm-hmm. So why is it not wrong for me to assume that they should be educated on this? Why is it wrong? Why is it not wrong for me to say, like, well, just the same way that I shouldn't assume you guys to know, I shouldn't assume that you know. So therefore, I should, if you're open to it and you're willing to, educate you on the term. But if you are not willing to, like you said, if I detect any sassiness, if I detect any maliciousness behind your comment, I'm not going to stand there and argue with you. But if you're coming from an original and sincere place where you want to be educated about who we are, then I'm willing to open that table. I don't assume them to know anything. I leave it open to them. But for myself, and like you said, like what works for you, what works for me is putting that trans before that women. Because I'm not introducing myself like, hi, my name is Selgi, and I don't go Whitney with them. You know, like, I'm every woman. It's all in me. You know, like, I don't go in like that. I'm going in like I'm a trans woman. Because our girls fought for that trans
women. But you have to remember women. Like, it's they not... did their part already, and you're doing your part.
Exactly.
You can't live through them. And I don't live through those ladies.
What do you mean,
because
though?
Because I'm walking in my two shoes with my sexuality, with my personality. I have to go to my jobs. They fought their jobs. They fought what they had to do already.
I know. But what do you mean? Like, here's the thing. Like, no, I walk on their shoulders.
No, because you're saying, like, what these transgender people already did. Yeah, they did. They did what they needed to do. They did that. But you have to remember that I'm not living in their time. I'm not living what they lived. And yeah, they may have paved the way. Yes, that's homage. That's respect. But today in society today, I have to go and work in those shoes. I have to go over there. I have to be caring. So I'm paving a way for myself today. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing this for me for today. Not because they did it back in history, because they paved the way. Yes, they may have paved the way. They have made it what they needed to do because that was in their era. That was in their time frame. But today, in natural time today, like, I'm making history for myself too, because I'm not trying to live like I don't want to be labeled as a woman. I don't want to be labeled as a man. Like, and even sometimes people be like, this non-binary thing. That's where all of these names are coming from. And that's why I'm saying I don't want to be labeled as a title. So that's why I'm saying trans women and trans, and we should have our own lane. Like, and that own lane is like saying trans, that's transgender, not trans woman, not trans man. You know what I'm saying? It's because it's like, it's taking the initiative away from the real man and the real woman. And we're putting both of them together when it's like,
we're not,
it's like, you're trying to say, well, I'm trans woman still. And I'm like, you're going in public to these people and they already know, like, you're not a woman though. And that's
exactly why the word trans comes before
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
To explain that it's not a woman.
And to answer your question, why they're assuming that, is because we're already putting woman at the end of it again. And that's why they're getting confused, because they're like, well, you're still not a woman. Like, I've gotten this a lot of times. I've never gotten that, to be honest with you. They always ask me, why are you guys saying trans women? Why do you guys say trans women? I've gotten that.
I've never gotten that.
From real girls, like my sister.
And
like
if there's any girls out there that have gotten that, please comment on our podcast and let us know what your experience has been with it. Because to be honest with you, I've never encountered anyone getting upset or trying to like call me out for me saying I'm a trans woman.
Really?
I've never gotten that ever. And I put that on my mama. Never.
I mean, that's crazy because I've gotten that a lot. Even when I was in prison from the guys, when I was in prison with real men that have a real sexual drive towards women, and they'd be like, you're not a girl. Well, why do you guys say trans? Then they say transvestite. Then they say all these weird names. And
because
that's why
there's a difference between all of that.
Exactly.
The term transvestite means a man that dresses us as like there's so many different definitions. We have transvestite, we have crossdresser, we have transgender woman, we have transsexual women. And the thing is that I understand how you're getting fixated in the whole women thing, but again, for myself, that has never been an issue. And the minute that we start taking away those things, the problem is that we're trying to fixate on such words. Rather than to explain and educate others, we want to fight about, well, you need to call me this. You need to call me that. For myself, again, exactly. For myself, what has worked is when someone asks me anything or when someone don't ask me anything and I'm in a conversation of whether it's at the fellowships, whether it's at work, whether I'm conversing with a guy and it seems like it's getting a little bit like, you know, when they start flirting, I always tell them I'm a trans woman. Because for myself, what I believe to be is the minute I say trans, you know I was born a male. You get what I'm saying? So when I say trans and I add the woman to it, that means I'm going from male to female. Why? Because I shouldn't assume that people know or that people are educated, because then that would make me ignorant. To assume that somebody else needs to assume and needs to understand, like...
I honestly don't think it's necessarily you're assuming that they're assuming what you're assuming. But, like, at the end of the day, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, one thing that I've learned in my time of being in the community is that she, all of them things.
I felt that was in the freaking English class for a minute. Bitch.
No, but
them down. Like.
It's funny because they already assume before. This is natural, and I have to say this, and I have to get off my chest because they already do it before we even give them the option. So you mean to let's just go like this. So. A guy comes up to you right now. Mm-hmm. He don't know nothing about you yet. Mm-hmm. Before you even say I'm trans, mm-hmm. right? So he was like, he'll come up to you. He'd be like, well, why you got big shoulders? Ooh, you got big hands though.
That's because I'm a trans woman.
No, you know that, right?
Yes, that's what I will answer.
So listen, you know that. But why would a person come up to you knowing that you have big hands and say, "Yo, you have big hands," if you already didn't know that
this
you
is why? Let me explain.
If you or if he was a okay. man and see, he and already knew you have big hands, and he's coming up to you like, "Oh," and he don't even come up to you.
Are you gonna let me explain it to you?
Wait, listen. He comes up to you and be like, "Hey, LG, you're a trans woman. Oh, and that's why you got big hands."
No, but see, this is what you're not understanding, And the problem with this is that you're making it sound as if it's a joke, but the reality of it is not. Let me explain it to you why. Because, of course, some people are going to ask. Why? Because there are women that are built and have more testosterone.
No.
Hold on. No.
No. No. See, and that, no. I can't. I'm not going to agree with that.
No. See, and that's the problem.
A man is going to know another man like a woman is going to know another woman.
No, sweetie. And see, and that's
and
the
so
problem.
And so if you guys in the comments are listening and you understand and agree with me, please comment.
See, and that's the problem, Tay. Like, one of the things that... And please do let me finish.
Okay.
Thank you. Because the problem is... That we're assuming that people knows. For example, there's a lot of girls, the girl mustache. So should a guy come up to them assuming that they're a trans man? or a trans woman? No. They don't know for sure. There's a lot of shit, and we've discussed this in other episodes, where girls have, there's girls that have a boxer body, bro. There's girls that have big hands. There's girls that have big feet. You know what I mean? And for you to sit there and say that, well, why would it? Because it, there's men that are built like girls. There's men that have big hips.
So you're just, you know, giving them a free pass.
Because, that's not what I'm saying. See, that's the problem. That's right there the problem. I'm not giving nobody a free pass. I'm giving the same tolerance that I expect others to have towards me. I don't give nobody free passes. The problem is, and thank God, because like I live by grace. I don't live by judging other people. And I don't feel that every single time someone comes at me, it's attacking me. Because I no longer live to defend myself. Mm-hmm. Because I don't need no defending. I know who I am. Mm-hmm. So you, I'm not, hold up. I'm not trying to defend who I am. If you come and ask me certain things, I will give you the benefit of the doubt. You know why? Because there was a time in my life where I was ignorant, even of who I was. So therefore, I extend that grace to other people. I don't assume them or I don't expect them to know. And because I am well aware of some women that suffer with their testosterone and some men that suffer with the estrogen, meaning their body produces way much more than it should for a male, or way much more than it should for a female. Mm-hmm. So of course we have those physical aspects of it too. Of course there's some females that have like that have bigger beards than you and me put together. There are males that have bigger hips than any other woman that I know. You know what I mean? And I shouldn't jump because I see you like that. Oh, that's a trans man. Or, oh, that's a trans woman. Again. No, it's about educating people, and I don't allow people, if people assume something, you know, I'm going to clarify it. How do I do that? When they come up to me like, why do you have a 5 o'clock shadow? Or it's become, I'm a trans woman, and I'm okay with that. Because I'm not trying to convince them of who I am, but I'm giving them an extension for them to better understand who I am. Now, if that person stands there and tries to mock me or tries to make a fool out of me, then you know what? I think you're right. You have a great afternoon, sir. Why? Because my life does not depend on what other people think. You know what I mean? But I am not going to assume just like they do, because then that will make me ignorant as well. Did that make any sense?
It did.
All right.
But so what I want to say, though, so what you're trying to say that is that it's bad for me to assume, because they come up to me and be like, well, you're a trans man, woman. And then for me to tell them that you already know, is bad for me to say that I'm assuming to them.
See, and I think that that's where the problem lies, especially in our community, is that every time someone says anything about us or our community, we take it as a personal attack. I'm not saying that what you believe or what you're saying, it's wrong or it's right. What I'm saying, it's for myself. Okay, so whatever you believe, that's fine. You believe whatever works for you, sweetie.
I'm trying to finish.
So whatever works for you, it's fine. But it doesn't work for me, because I see a lot of contradiction in that. I see a lot of me becoming those people back in the day that were targeting us for being different, that were forcing us to think a certain type of way, that were assuming our character based on our gender identity or sexual preference. That's what I feel when I assume someone what they should know, what they shouldn't know. So whenever someone comes at me and asks me anything, I don't take it as a personal attack, because I've done the work with me, mm-hmm. for me to be okay with me. Mm-hmm. If I sit there with someone and explain them something, it's for me to educate them in what I know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are going to be open to it, and sometimes people are not going to be open to it. And either way, guess what? LG is going to be LG, and LG is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Because I've done the work for myself. That's why I encourage women, and not just women, trans women, anyone out there, to get mental help. Why? Because it's going to help you to become a better you. That's going to help you to stop being codependent of the entire world and be dependent of yourself, and realize that, you know what? All I need to validate me is me. The minute I take anything anyone says as a personal attack, then I'm already fighting a pointless battle. Do I stand for myself? Of course I do. Now, do I fight every battle? Not every battle needs to be fought. You know what I mean? There's things that I let go. Why? Because I love my peace. And if to keep my peace, I gotta agree with you that the sky is green. You know what? I think it's emerald green, girl. I think you is right. Because I'm not gonna sit there and argue with you about something that doesn't need to be, the truth doesn't need to be explained. The truth doesn't need to be proven. The truth is the truth. I am who I am, and I'm proud of being who I am. I've always said this. I can sit like a lady, and I can stand like a man. Why? Because I'm proud of LG, and I love the fact that I've kept my name. Elger, I love it. Why? Because it's me. It's my essence. I'm not trying to be nobody else, and that's what I love about myself. With that said, what would you like people to know when it comes to whether trans women are women or not? What's the last final message that you would have to say?
My final message to y'all is a label is a label. I know for me, I don't condone with calling myself something that I'm not. So it's like you said, LG, I like me for who I am. Mm-hmm. I know who I am, and I know what I fought for, and I know how hard I fought for what I wanted to be today. And the respect that I get from every place and every person that I've ever come across that I've gotten today is because I was my 100% authentic self. And I am Tayden Shaquita Shaquie Daniels, a.k.a. Cooch Bop. That's who I am. And people know me for that girl. And I've always been like that. So my thing is just be yourself. Like, you don't have to take a name. You don't have to pick between male, female, transgender, trans woman, trans man. You don't gotta have that. It doesn't define who you are. You are your person because you are walking in your own path. And if people don't want to accept you for who you are because of the title that they want to give you, if you're trans woman, trans man, transvestite, transsexual, LGBTQ, LMNOPQRSTUV, Libidjitaqua, then you don't need to be around them. And that's my piece for Tayden Shaquita Shaquie.
Okay, and for me is Get that mental health on check. At the end of the day, my essence is my essence, and it's got a lot of femininity in it. I consider myself to be a trans woman, and I thank those girls that fought for me to be able to say that today. I am grateful and honored to call myself a trans woman because I know the many blood, sweat, and tears that a lot of those girls paved the way for me to be living my truth today. I don't consider myself to be a woman, and I don't think that I should invade women's spaces. Again, I'm grateful for the spaces that women open up for us to share, and hopefully one day we will have our own spaces. Thank you to every single woman out there for everything that you've reported to the society. Thank you for your efforts. Thank you for raising us. Thank you for being such good caretakers, being professionals, being bad boss bitches, you know, like, thank you for all of that. Thank you for continuing the fight, because without you ladies, there wouldn't be us. And I am grateful and honored to come from a woman. And I'm grateful and honored to be here today, thanks to those other trans girls that helped us to have open spaces today. And with that said, my name is LG.
And this is Tayden. But before we close out, I have one more thing that I want to bring up. LG, I heard that you guys had a new project that you guys were doing. Maybe you could let the people, the listeners, know what's going on before we close out.
All right. So we are working with Community Church Hope on opening a support group, which is going to be held on Sundays. At the beginning, we're going to do every other Sunday. Hopefully, we'll start it in 2 weeks. More will be revealed, but it's just a support group for us to have a safe space where we can come and talk about subjects such as this. We're going to work on getting resources together so that way you guys know where to go for your hormones, where to go if you need your name change. We're going to try to provide you with as much resources and as much information as we can. And also, we want to create a sisterhood where we can rely on each other. One of the things that I appreciate is that every mind is a different world, and we don't always have to agree, but we do have to respect each other. And that's the one thing that I appreciate most about having a sisterhood today.
Amen.
And again, with that said, this is LG.
This is Tayden.
And this has been Trans Experience.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com.
Thank you.